Republican Rebecca Shiroff loses New York State Senate race by just 10 votes. By Paul Bois on December 20, 2022. Republican Rebecca Shiroff lost her bid to unseat Democrat New York State Senator John Manion by just 10 votes after a central New York judge certified the election on Monday. A total of 123,148 votes were cast in the competitive race, which means that a 10-vote spread equals a 0.008% difference. On Monday, State Supreme Court Justice Scott Del Conte narrowed Manion's victory from 17 votes down to 10 after a judicial review, according to Syracuse.com. Del Conte's ruling Monday came in regards to ballots that remained in dispute after a manual recount of the entire district. After that recount, Manion, a Democrat, led Shiroff, a Republican, by 17 votes. During an all-day hearing last Wednesday, dueling lawyers argued ballot by ballot over the challenges raised during the manual recount. That whittled the challenged ballots down from 186 to 97. Of those, the lawyers agreed on the spot to 10 reversals, with 7 votes removed from Manion's tally and 3 votes removed from Shiroff's tally. The judge then issued rulings on the 87 remaining contested ballots. He ended up tossing 8 more ballots for Shiroff and 11 for Manion. All told, that resulted in Manion losing 18 votes and Shiroff losing 11 votes from the recount figures. Shiroff conceded the race after the judge ordered the certification. "While we are disappointed about the result of this state Senate race, I am committed to continuing the fight to give a voice to the people of Central New York," her campaign wrote. "I wish Senator John Manion all the best and look forward to opportunities to serve my community in the future." Manion said he was honored to be re-elected after the rigorous process. "We have moved methodically through all the steps and procedures for an election this close with complete transparency and a literal seat at the table for all sides," he said in a statement. "I want to thank all the volunteers and Board of Elections employees who spent many hours and days doing the meticulous work required in a hand recount."